Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
April 16th, 1952, Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen. That's when Mama Belichick popped out the greatest coach that ever lived in Nashville, Tennessee. So who would have known that Nashvillian Bill Belichick would become one of the more famous New Englanders on the planet? 1050 Gresham Fourier here with you. Did you find it interesting, odd, indifferent? I don't know. Put whatever adjective you would want to it. That the New England Patriots tweeted out, "Happy birthday to Bill Belichick."
I know. Yeah, you're right. I can't quit you, Bill. There is something about it where I guess they have just identified and tagged him as their own, no matter what. Hey. Hey, general public. Hey, football world. Just in case you were wondering, at the end, he's ours.
Oh, my God.
He's ours.
I just went to @Patriots on Twitter, okay? And I see the, when did they put this up? 9 a.m. Happy birthday, Bill Belichick. It's him all in the Patriots gear and da-da-da. And what does it have? 6 trophies.
Yeah.
They wrap the 6 trophies right in the graphic. But then right above that at 9:30 a.m. is happy birthday, Joe Cardona. That's a little odd. It feels like, you know, for as much as there is a texter who really needs some ointment when we talk about Bill Belichick, because their hind end gets inflamed like no other. It's the team who hasn't even quit the guy. People are all over you and I for talking about Bill or romanticizing or whatever. The team that fired him is now wishing him happy birthday. Oh, yeah, by the way, Bill, get the hell out.
Yeah.
Here comes the smear campaign documentary. We're trying to move on from you. Do your job. Wipe your ass with that. We're going to paint right over that. Those rings, hey, there's some banners up there, but those trophy murals all get painted over, and then you get this. From the team Twitter, happy birthday, Bill. It's just weird, isn't it?
It is a little odd because you did fire him. But no. It was a mutually parting of the ways, which was worded that way for a reason. So listen, there's no animosity. There should be no animosity. There should be no anger. And I will tell anyone who says, you can't get over him. How and why would you? There's going to be a statue of him somewhere. Like, he accomplished a lot. Like, he's really good at his job. Really, really good at it, in spite of what that stupid docuseries tried to make you believe that he had nothing to do with anything. And oh, my God, they won even though he was buttoned into everything and trying to control everybody.
The 603 with a great text. It's like getting a high five after a kick in the balls.
It is weird, though. Like, you fired him.
Yes.
You didn't like what he was doing. You didn't like his message. You didn't like the silos. Yeah, no. You know what? It's almost like it's in a way they almost feel guilty for letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So since they feel so guilty and ashamed, maybe, that they're trying really hard going out of the way to, hey, no hard feelings. Look, why are you mad? I said happy birthday.
Is Pete Carroll next for a little birthday wish whenever Petey comes up? Hey, coaches of the past, here we go.
Bill Parcells.
I don't.
Where's Matt Patricia at?
Oh,
assistant coaches should do everybody.
Yeah, I think maybe even the Patriots have some standards in sticking to the head coaches.
But listen.
It's just weird. And look, people will say, oh, it's just a social media thing or whatever. But it becomes about the conflicting info. Have you moved on from the guy or not? Ding dong, the witch was dead. 2 hours later, we named our head coach, told everybody we're taking a quarterback. Kumbaya, here we go.
Well, they'll say he's special. He's different.
Oh.
And he is different and he is special, but you still fired him.
It's odd.
You fired him. You didn't like his decisions. You were worn out. He beat you up. He beat you down. You were sick of it. You ruined, Mac Jones, all those things. Oh, yeah. But happy birthday. It's weird. It is weird.
Mm-hmm.
You would think they just... this is the way it's going to be. Like, they just have to tag them. They just have to have some sort of, they want everyone to know that, hey, this is part of what you get. See, aren't you guys happy? We didn't fire him. It was a mutual parting of ways. We can still be friends. We still respect. He shows up at my birthday party. I invited him to my daughter's wedding. I mean, he gets a Christmas card.
It is true.
Right? That's what you're doing.
It is true.
Hey, listen, we're not angry. Look at all these signs that we're not angry with each other.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it would be. It's like texting an ex-girlfriend happy birthday.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not upset that you dumped me. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I want nothing but love for you. Got nothing but love, and I wish you the best of luck. Sincerely.
But again, if...
And you go cry inside.
As the 508 texter, 4-13, just kiss Bill and get it over with. Again, friend, you're rooting for a team and just blindly going with Gerard Mayo, who says they knocked down the silos and they're moving on, and yet they tweet out happy birthday to a guy who seems to be living his best life right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All he does is take trips and speak. And he was at Northwestern, the women's lacrosse. He was at Washington, Nebraska. I mean, I wonder if he's going to get to the point where, like, man, I like this life much better than the grind that NFL.
Oh, no.
I wonder how long it's going to take. Will he get sick of this lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
I do think you have two options, right? Either you get sick of that lifestyle.
Yep.
Or you get accustomed to the new one, and you're like, you want nothing to do with the old one, and you can't even imagine going back to it. I think there are some coaches that, listen, this, I didn't know this existed. I love it. And the others, they do for the next 10 years to try to get back in, even as a consultant.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.